the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, it's Shaziz here. You're listening to the Mad Science Show on the Shaziz Radio Network and Awake Radio and People to People Radio and Scottish Sovereigns on the WAN and 1800 Online. I can't even remember all of them. Sorry, folks. Anyway, I posted a couple links up in the chat room there, a couple little video, one's just a video of a little electrostatic motor, and another one is a rooftop wind turbine vent. And anyway, I don't know. I just trying to do something decent, trying to put some message out there to the world, trying to get everybody to to see what I see, the simple. You know, you can learn a lot from nature. You can learn a lot from simplicity. In basic science, we all know that heat rises and cold air falls. And with that said, you can do a lot to get things to happen, to basically tap into energy around you. Most of the folks out there in the alternative energy community are in there looking for the holy grail. The complexity of everything that they talk about seems to get more difficult on a daily basis. We know how to generate electricity, and we know how to get solar energy, and we know how to get wind power and hydroelectrics and thermoelectrics. We know all these kind of things. And here we are, once again, we're in the year 2015. The governments of the world are out there doing what they do best, making a mess out of everything. And the people of the world are out there doing what they do best, just running amok and ignoring one another and ignoring nature. And the ones that are out there paying attention to nature are focusing their energy and on useless causes. I call the show Mad Science for a reason, because it all just angers me to no extent. There's plenty enough heartache to go around out there in this world. There's a lot of individuals out there going through a lot of rough times. And there's a group of individuals out here that at least for a while believed that they could make a difference in this world. You know, I woke up this morning, I was once again to that stage that I wake up, I feel like I'm ready, I feel defeated, I feel depressed, I'm ready to just shut off the internet and the TV and the radio and just say the heck with it. But I pull myself together and bring myself on to do this radio show. Now, when I put these videos out there on YouTube, little ideas for people to contemplate on, there's a group of individuals out there that just seem to try to overthink everything under the sun. High-tech terminology, laws of physics, thermodynamics, whatever, you know. I put a picture in there, a link to a picture. I'm going to pop it back in the Shaziz radio chat room again. I put a picture in there. I got one of these sitting in my bedroom. And I've been contemplating on everything under the sun. Every different type of way of generating energy. And I looked at this rooftop wind turbine vent. Essentially what they are is sucks the hot air out of the attic of your house to keep the attic from getting too hot. And you see these on houses all over the place, but you know, what's the point? You know, it's just a simple little deal. You know, if wind comes from one direction, it'll turn. Spin around in circles, you know. Make a nifty little wind turbine. But also, as heat rises through it as well, because it gets extremely hot up inside your attic. I mean, the temperature up inside your attic, believe it or not, is crazy hot. Heat rising will actually cause that thing to turn as well, even when it's not windy outside. And so, what could you do with it, you know? I talk about all these different ways to build little wind generators and wind turbines and stuff like that. I'm to the point where the simple ideas aren't even worth even saying anymore. I get so doggone frustrated. I put a video out there, something to try to get somebody to think outside the box. To step outside of what people feel like they have to force you to believe or not believe. You know, it's all simple to me. I don't understand how the rest of the world just can't see it. I don't get it. These corporations, the governments of the world, and even the people of the world, they just don't get it. You know, I've even had friends of mine tell me that the world should not have free energy. You know, what's the purpose? If on one hand you got a group of individuals talking about carbon taxes, talking about CO2 getting up into the atmosphere and destroying our planet, causing catastrophic weather throughout the world, and it's a deal that we all got to solve by not putting carbon into the air, not driving our cars. Well, the answers have been there all along. I don't care whether you believe in global warming or not. I don't. And because the science ain't there. But if you do believe in it, why aren't we doing what we could be doing, using, tapping into what nature's already provided? And for the governments of this world that throw funding out there like on the mating habits of a slug, or how many grasshoppers you can fit in a jar without getting them all riled up, whatever, you know. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars and time and hours and days or whatever wasted on stupidity and ignorance throughout the entire land. Don't matter what country you're in. Everybody running around the circles fighting over everything under the sun. Nobody's sitting down at the table and trying to work things out. And then when people do sit down at the table and try to work things out, the doggone trolls pop in. So you got people in there trying to disrupt organizations that are trying to make a difference in this world, and you got knuckleheads out there overthinking the simplicity of science and trying to say how wrong you are, how stupid you are. Some of the most brilliant minds that have been here on the Mad Science Show and the Knights of the Round Table end up going and don't even talk to each other anymore. Because they didn't agree with something I said or something somebody else said or whatever. So how are we ever going to fix this world when people can't sit down at the table together respectfully and agree to disagree or something like that? I get so frustrated because it's simple. So I throw all these simple little ideas up there. I've been testing the water for quite some time. Just testing the water to see the response of what I get when I put something out there that's just not mainstream. You know, I can't tell you why I believe, but I do believe in UFOs, because they're not UFOs to me. To somebody else, it might be. I can't tell you why I believe in a lot of things that I believe in. Because most generally, 80% to 90% of all individuals out there have been indoctrinated into believing whatever it is that they believe in. They're so hardcore in those beliefs that they just can't look outside that box. But it doesn't even have to go into the high-tech science fiction of or science fact or either or into any other realm of existence. Just down to the simple science of everything. Simple science overlooked. I'm not looking to become a Stan Myers, have a heart attack. I'm not looking to become a Tesla and have my stuff stolen out from underneath me. I put ideas out there on the table. I've had people tell me that I ain't never done anything in all the time that I've done my mad science show. I've had people tell me that I haven't never done anything. I haven't ever produced a solution for anybody. I put all kinds of solutions on the table, all kinds of ideas, pointed you towards brilliant individuals in every single direction. I've promoted their YouTube channels, I've talked good about them, and I've pointed them out. I said, look, there's some really brilliant individuals doing some really amazing things. You need to go over and take a look at their stuff. You need to try to expand on those ideas. If you take something as simple as this little wind turbine that I pointed out here in the chat room over at Shaziz Radio and AwakeRadio.com, you take that little wind turbine, and you think about it long enough, what you could do with that thing. It's not just to cool down your attic. It could be used for so much more. I don't go in for all the high-tech terminology. I try to explain everything in a simple because most people don't have time to go to college and learn to be able to understand what it is that I'm trying to say. So I explain electricity in the same form that I would explain plumbing and water and stuff like that. The average Joe haven't got a clue what the college individual's even talking about. But all of us can agree that if you want electricity in your house, at this point in the game, you got to pay for it. Whether it be to go out and buy solar panels or generators or wind turbines or whatever. Or you could just build it. If an apocalyptic scenario come around, the simple idea is going to be something you remember more than the complex idea. Put tons of simple ideas out there for everybody. And I'm not taking credit for all them simple ideas. Never were. Those simple ideas were simple ideas that had been around since forever and a day. Back in the early 1600s to the 1700s to the 1800s to the 1900s, all the way up into modern day society, we have the technology to solve every single energy crisis that's so-called in this world. And yet, we can't get the people to the table long enough to just get it done. That's why I call it mad science. Mad science is the ludicrousy of sitting here telling the people that you're going to charge them carbon tax while going out there and throwing bombs on some neighboring country. Talking about how it's all about saving the children while you're drone striking some foreign nation. Sitting here talking about save the trees, save the planet. While you're going out there polluting everybody else's water in every other nation because you can get things made for 50 cents on the dollar as opposed to having somebody else make it for a little bit higher price and maybe a little bit better quality. I'm tired of preaching to the choir. I'm tired of government sitting there telling me how I'm a conspiracy nut because I believe in this. I'm a potential terrorist. And I'm tired of people that's supposed to be on my side talking crap to me. If we're all going to make this world a better place, then it's time to just up and do it. It's time to stop talking about it. I run people off because they got big egos and I make them feel bad or piss them off because they don't like my terminology or what it is that I say. All I want is to get it done. It's that simple. And there ain't no putting a dream team together because you can't bring people to the table and keep them there long enough because they think they know it all. And they don't. They don't know it all. I don't know it all. But I can see the simple right in front of my eyes. I know how a wind turbine works. I know how a windmill works. I know how a water wheel works. I know how hydroelectrics, thermoelectrics, solar electrics, steam power. I know how it works. And I've had people tell me I have no idea how a Tesla coil works. Any fifth grade idiot could tell you how a Tesla coil works. It's the ones that think they know how a Tesla coil works that don't know how a Tesla coil works. Trying to sling all their high-tech terminology up in somebody's face to make themselves look better than somebody else. I'm smarter than you. No, you're not. Ain't nobody out there smarter than nobody. You may be knowledgeable in a field pretty good, but you're not any smarter than anybody else on this planet. You just think you are. A Tesla coil is an antenna. It's a receiver. It's a transmitter. It's that simple. Wireless power. That's what Tesla was trying to show everybody. And he tried to show everybody how to literally bait electrons out of the earth to make that power even stronger. How to literally tap into nature and send a signal clear around the globe. But then you get all these know-it-alls out there. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're stupid. I've been called everything under the sun. I've been cussed up and down every wall to every freaking corner of the globe. I put Shazoo's radio network on the table for people to have a platform to come here and talk to one another and solve problems out there in the world that I already know already have solutions. But unless you get people together to do things, then nothing's going to get done unless you're willing to get up and do it yourself. Now, if there's ever an apocalypse out there, a doomsday scenario, and you ain't learned enough by now to know how to build a little generator enough to charge up some batteries, then you ain't going to learn it. There was a time in our history of the world when nobody even had electricity. But I'm not into going backwards. I'm trying to go forwards. I don't want to go back and burn candles and torches for lighting. I want to keep some sort of technology moving forward. You got individuals out there who just want to suppress everything under the sun because it's financially plausible to do so. Why would I want to tell you about free energy if I've got all this oil that I want to sell you? Why would I want to tell you about a cure for a disease out there if I got all this medicine I want to sell you? When are people going to wake up in this world and realize that the folks up there at the top don't give a crap about nobody but themselves and or their bank accounts and wallets? They don't want free energy. That's why all these little knuckleheads keep coming around here and telling everybody free energy is not possible. That's why they keep telling a nice guy like Shaziz how stupid he is and what kind of bleepity bleeping moron he is. Trolling and thumbing down videos and treating people like trash and going into networks where people are trying to make something good going on and cussing them out. telling them that their God isn't real, that they've been lied to, and there isn't this, and there isn't that, there is or isn't aliens, there isn't a one world government, there is or isn't a one world conspiracy. I say, who gives a damn? Who cares? If you don't believe in my God, walk away from the table and don't listen to it. If you don't believe in my science, then walk away from the table and don't listen to it. Nobody forced you to watch my video. Nobody forced you to listen to my radio show. If you don't like it, shut it off, walk away, go listen to some sort of Dancing with the Stars or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, or take your paper sign out there and protest Who Wants to Save the Trees. But if you want to fix this world, if you even care whatsoever, then get in there, and if you disagree, then disagree respectfully to everybody else in the group. And stop treating each other like trash. Drives me freaking bonkers, man. Free energy. Free energy don't exist. That's what they said. All this crap you keep hearing on the doggone news all the time about clean renewable energy. We got to get to clean renewable energy. These lying, backstabbing, double-dealing communist pieces of trash on TV and radio talking out the side of their neck with their hypocrisy, getting into a big old SUV, driving down a road with a bumper sticker on the back that says Save the Planet, climate change. That's why I call it mad science. Now people telling me all the time, well, you shouldn't say stuff like that on the radio because you're going to lose all your listeners. I don't care. If I can talk the truth and I lose listeners for talking the truth, then so be it. I'm going to lose all the listeners. I'm going to lose all the subscribers on YouTube or whatever. They can all head on down the highway. If they're not here to fix nothing, then they don't need to be here at all. We put this network together for everyone. I put my YouTube channel together for everyone. Ain't making money, it's costing me money. And I ain't getting famous and I'm not getting rich. And I don't want to be famous and I don't want to be rich. All I want is for all the ignorance in this world to stop. I want people to stop killing each other. I want people to stop lying to our children and telling them about the polar bears going to drown and the global warming and the climate change and doomsday and Planet X and Planet Nibiru and this and that. I want the governments to put up or shut up. I'm sick of it. These people out there that supposedly the congressmen, the senators, the parliaments of the world that are running around telling you they got to take away your guns while they're stocking up on theirs. They're going to build underground bunkers all over the freaking planet while you're living in a stick house paying taxes that feed them. This world is so doggone inside and out, twisted upside down and back, forward, sideways, 3 freaking miles from Sunday. And it don't matter how many tears are shed or how much blood runs through the floor in any given nation. These bastards up at the top are going to continue to keep on doing what it is they're doing. And the people at the bottom are going to continue to sit there and argue back and forth whether or not this is right or that's right. You're not going to convert me to no New Age religion. You're not going to convince me that my beliefs aren't my beliefs. It's my world. My world is my world. Your world is your world. So stop wasting your time. If you want to fix this doggone planet, if you want to save the trees, if you want to save the water, you want to save the world, the people, or whatever, then put up or shut up. One of the nice ladies on this network over there that talks about if you're going to talk the talk or walk the walk or whatever. That's why I call it mad science. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the craziness. You can take basic science and you can figure out how to make a battery out of a lemon, for Pete's sake. You could stick two probes down in the dirt and you can get electricity. You can put stuff in the air and get static energy. You can put a solar panel out and get sunlight all day long. Every day there's a volcano erupting somewhere. Every day there's a steam vent going on. There's natural gas in the ground. There's 3/4 of water on the planet. And everybody's sitting there talking about, boo-hoo, we got to get clean, renewable energy. Kind of reminds me of a doggone story that somebody told me at one time. There's a guy drowning out there in the ocean, and he prays to God to save him. And so along comes this guy on a jet ski. He says, hey, you need a ride, brother? And the guy says, no, I'm waiting around. God's going to save me. Okay. He went on down the road. Next thing you know, here comes a helicopter. Guy's hollering out the helicopter. Hey, brother, you need a ride? Oh, no, I'm all right. I'm going to be here. God's going to save me. And then comes a big old ship. Says, hey, brother, you need a ride? Oh, no, I'm good. God's going to save me. And then he drowns. He gets all the way up to heaven there. And he's like, God, why didn't you save me? He said, well, I sent you a man on a jet ski. Then I sent you a man in a helicopter. And then I sent you a boat. What more do you want? That's what's going on out here in this world. We got all the answers to every problem that exists in this world, but yet we can't get people to the table to do it because of greed and stupidity. I just don't know, man. I'm going to catch my breath and see if I can call somebody in here to calm me down or something. I don't know. I just don't know. Hello?
Hello?
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or is it the people that are just frustrating you with their comments?
It's probably like a combination of everything under the sun. I mean, this is this world, man. It is an amazing, it's an amazing piece of machinery, and people all talk about how they need this and they need that, and it's like sitting right there in front of their face. It's there. And you got some really super brilliant individuals out there. I mean, all over YouTube, you can find how-tos to do everything under the sun. You got some really brilliant individuals out there. And they get to a point where they think they know more than everybody and his brother out there. And they don't. Nobody does. I don't. You don't. We got a good idea what's going on. We can understand the basic laws of physics. We can understand basic science. We got a good idea, and we can converse about it. But None of us have every single answer to every single question. It's a matter of this, man. There's a 500-piece puzzle on the floor. We got two or three people trying to put it together. You see what I mean?
I like how you said that. We got 200 to 300 people trying to put it together. Well, I'm sick and tired of the person that's standing there trying to get his share of the pie and do nothing.
Yeah. It's like I'm going to make the biscuits and you're going to sit down and watch Dancing with the Stars, and then whenever the biscuit, hey, those smell good, and you come over and you want to eat those biscuits. Justin, you know I ain't never trying to be rude to folks. Trying to help people out. Little simple ideas is all that matters. You know? You take that simple idea and without the gear, the machine don't work. You know what I mean? This little wind turbine here, that's a gear. It works. If you push heat through one side, it'll turn. If you push wind through the other side, it'll turn. You can use that natural motion going on, and you could put magnets around this thing. You could build a little generator. It's that simple. It's, you know, is it going to run Texas or anything? No, but every little piece is supplementing the power where you're taking at least one light off the power grid at a time. If these guys were really concerned about the so-called carbon emissions and all that kind of stuff, they'd be looking into every single option, not just one. If the planet is in danger, you do whatever you can to save the planet. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm having a cigarette right now, and I've been putting myself in danger. I won't realize till I have cancer or about my deathbed. So if that applies just to myself, then that applies to the entire world. We won't realize until we're on our deathbed.
Well,
even though parts of the world, people have awakened, but not everyone. But man, we don't realize until the last moment. We're
going to
continue to work mindlessly 40 hours, obtaining money that has no meaning whatsoever, until it hits rock bottom.
It seems to be perpetual stupidity, and they say perpetual motion isn't possible. Well, I say they are nuts, because if perpetual motion isn't possible, then perpetual stupidity isn't going on in this world.
Well, what's critical mass is perpetual motion. They say it's self-sustaining once it's charged, and all it is a round ball. And negative plates around the round ball, and that's what it is. It's self-sustaining after that. No moving parts, no mechanical parts, all solid state, and it's all given an accumulative charge by static electricity, if you want to call it that, for conversation's sake.
Yeah, it's like that. That's why I say, you know, it's kind of hard to even have an intelligent conversation, because, like, you know, the electron theory as opposed to the not electron theory, the flat earth as opposed to the convex or concave, it don't matter what subject you bring up, somebody's got a different view on it, and somebody wants to just go in all different directions. The simple is, take it all the way back to the simple. There's that saying, remember the KISS saying, keep it simple, stupid?
Is it everybody has a different opinion or a different perception because maybe it's been veered or controlled? The math is correct, but it's been veered and controlled. If you go back to where it's been veered at that point, then you can find out the truth, and that's where people are getting different terminology and different equations and formulas. They're seeing these effects that they're scratching their head, because all along they've been taught a controlled version of what the truth really is.
I rest my case, man. I'm from America, so if I go over and tell a Chinese guy about frequency and I'm using my language and he has no idea how to even speak my language, he don't understand what he's just looking at me with his eyes rolling back in his head like, I don't even know what you're babbling about, fool. There are individuals out there that are talented beyond all imaginations. I've named them off on this channel so many times, and I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to talk about all the alternative energy researchers out there. Even though I feel like they're wonderful guys and people should go listen to them, I'm not going to talk about them anymore. Because they got to a point somewhere where everything was set in their head and it's no further. You can't go any further past that. You know, I got in a big fight because I talked about current Watson amps. I spoke blasphemy, man. I spoke against the doggone system, and boy, I talk about catching the wrath on that one, man. I doggone lost friendships and everything over that because I said I don't care about current Watson amps. But I refuse, and I flat out refuse to lay down the indoctrination from any school, any, what do you call it, doggone big-ass industry, the colleges, and I refuse to be told by them or anybody else in this world that this is as far as we can go.
What do they tell us an amp, a volt, and a watt is? Well, a watt is the combination of a volt and an amp. The watt is the size of the bubble and the spin of the bubble. The amp is the size and the volt is the spin. When you put them two together, you get the size of the bubble and the spin of it. The Higgs boson, gamma, THV, UHV, RF, it's just the size of the bubble and how fast it's spinning.
All right, well, look to here, man. Okay, there's this thingamajiggy that's connected to a doohickey that is running to a bullwhanger that is actually causing this thing to do this, you know? Alright, it don't matter what I call it, but the simple science of the whole thing, you know, like, you know, when you spin this blade, it spins magnets across these coils of wire, which causes the electricity to flow and it turns on people's lights. Don't matter what we're, all of us out here in the alternative energy community are arguing over the same exact thing, regardless of what our terminology is going to be.
Is that what we're arguing over, is the terminology? Because it's not correct terminology to begin with, and we understand that, and we're trying to create that point of where it veered, so that we all understand. To understand the simplicity, we must understand the complexity. We must tear it apart and rip it apart and put it back together, twist it, retwist it, file it, slam it back in the forehead. I don't know.
Well, heat rises. Why? Huh. That's a simple concept. Heat rises. Well, they put hot air inside of balloons to make them float up in the air, where these hot air balloons are literally, because of the size of the balloon canopy itself, it was carrying this basket with several people in it flying all over the planet. So there's some simple science right there. So what could you do with that knowledge? It just makes my eye crooked, man. It drives me insane to see what's going on out there in this world. I'm tired of people cussing me out for trying to benefit, you know. I'm tired of people telling me how stupid I am because I'm trying to point something simple out to them. I wanted to shut this doggone internet off for so many times in the last several years. I just wanted to shut it off. I wanted to come in here and grab a hold of the plugs and literally rip them out of the wall so that I can't use them. I wanted to smash my TVs. I wanted to throw my radios out in the trash in the burn pile. I've wanted to just not talk to anybody outside these walls ever again. But then in the back of my mind and in the depths of my heart, I think if I stop, if I stop shouting out the simple, then people are going to get lost in the complex. You see what I'm saying, man? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Simple.
Well, maybe it's
you know me, Shaziz. I can't make simple work for me. I have to have all the formulas and everything else, and yeah.
Yeah, but see, here's the benefit. I come along with a simple idea, I show it to you, and you can mathematically explain it to the high-tech part of the world. And that's how those two gears work together. See, I'm a gear in the machine, you're a gear in the machine, and all the other individuals out there are gears in the machine. And together, we function as a machine. Separately, we're sitting here bickering and throwing tomatoes at each other, man.
Well, yeah, don't, like you're saying, to go on the other side of the world. See, let's just use a machine as the word. If I design a machine, I have to have the formulas and the equations, the size of everything for you to build that. Otherwise, it's just me saying, oh, blah, 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 right? You have to have it in writ in front of you. You have to know that it's 1,000 inches of a thickness over here between the space and everything else. You have to have all of that.
That's right. But what you got to also have is that guy that's on the other side that's willing to say, okay, I know what the book says, but I see this anomaly over here, and I'm going to do the math to figure out what this cause of this anomaly is and whether or not it can be utilized to the extent that we could actually benefit this machine that we're trying to get to function better.
That's why such the problem, because of the cause. We see the effect, and we don't look at the effect for what the effect really is. We worry about the cause for our own benefit. To try and get ahead. You can never get ahead.
I'm not trying to get ahead. I'm just trying to, like, I'm riding in the canoe, man.
Can't outrun. The cause is getting ahead. The cause is for your own benefit.
Yeah, but see, I'm not trying to outrun the river. I'm just trying to use the river long enough to get to the campground, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying, but the river is already ours, is it not? So yeah. If they decide to dam it up, then we should get either some of that money or free power anyways.
Oh, there you go, man. You just hit the nail right on the head. The guys out there damming the river.
And who's the river belong to? The people. Us. We're the sovereign.
There's a joke out there that has absolutely not one cuss word in it, but every time I say it, I get in trouble. But I'm going to say it right here on the air. My uncle said this to me a long time ago. He said, I went down to the dam to get some damn water, and a damn man told me I couldn't have no damn water, so I told the damn man to keep his damn water. Ain't one cuss word in that whole thing.
It's all how we put our emotions into words to make them what they are.
But, come on, man, there's got to be some sort of give here. There's got to be some sort of resolution to this whole entire system that's just so jacked up. I mean, I don't want to sit around and talk about government conspiracies, because we all know the government's corrupt. We can see that. But how long are we going to let them beat the people down? How long are we going to let them continue to bomb the innocent or starve people out of existence? How long are we the people out here, the supposedly awake, how long are we going to sit idly by and allow this world to continue to devour the good people of the world? There's a YouTube channel that I subscribe to, an evangelist on YouTube. Now, I know there's people out there that don't believe in God. That's their business, all right? I don't care that they don't believe in God. You know, they're on their own spiritual journey. I'm on my own spiritual journey. I'm not trying to twist your arm and say, come to church with me or I'm going to whoop your butt. Alright, all I'm saying, this is what I believe, this is what I do. But she's under attack. She's had her YouTube thing jacked with just because she's trying to spread her good message around to the world. Alright, well, if you don't believe it, then get up and walk away, man. Nobody twisted your arm to watch that. If you seen the title and you didn't like it, you didn't have to watch it. But if you're going to jump in there because, anyway, just so you could put a comment in there against what somebody believes, then all you're doing is making a mess. That's all you're doing. You're just adding to the problems of the world. You're not doing anything constructive. You're not saving anybody. All you're doing is going in there, creating a ruckus, and causing people to, you know...
You're just delivering a message. No different than what Buddha did. That's even why Jesus went and studied under Buddha. Was because it's just your own belief. That's what religion is. It's just your own belief.
What doesn't matter? It doesn't matter. I don't care whether it's religion or not religion or governments or politics or anything. It just doesn't matter. What I believe is what I believe. If I'm not harming anybody, let me believe what I believe. If you look at me crooked because I believe in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus, then so be it. Look at me crooked. But don't come around throwing your shiza at me because you don't like what it is I believe.
That's exactly what the message from Buddha was. It's just believe in what you want to believe in and don't ridicule and judge others.
They talk about trying to bring unity to the world. And here's how they plan on doing it. They put up little nifty stones up there like Georgia Guidestone says we got to kill off majority of the population because the number on the stones is like 500 million, whereas there's 9 billion people on the planet. That means somebody's got to go. That stuff makes me mad. They sit there and talk about how the planet, the severe climate change, 500 days to total climate chaos, we got to fix this. You got to pay your global warming taxes and this and that. They talk and talk and talk and talk and cheat and steal and lie and manipulate everybody on this freaking planet every single day without fail and never, ever, ever solve one single problem. World War II.
Is that they or we? Because we.
What's the difference?
That's why I always say we. We choose not to do things properly. We choose to cut across the grass instead of walking along the sidewalk.
World War II was deemed to be the war to end all wars, for Pete's sake. Are we warring still?
Well, I'm not religious, but I am religiously studied, and there's been wars for who knows how long.
Yeah, but that, look, if you're going to throw a label on it, the war to end all wars, and then you're going to go out and still be bombing people, then it wasn't the war to end all wars. And global warming wasn't the carbon tax wasn't the solution. It's not working, all right? There's still earthquakes, there's still volcanoes going off, still tornadoes, still floods, tsunamis. Nature is like, just shaking things up.
Is there men still driving on the highway, speeding up and cutting in front of somebody else?
Sure.
When that stops, wars would stop. People are always trying to get ahead of the other person. When that stops, wars will stop. When we open the door or move out of the way on the highway to let the person ahead, that's when the wars will stop, when we realize how selfish we have been.
Yep. Stephen Gibbons typed in, semantics arguing over words that all describe the same thing, idea, ideology. I'm not going to ever, ever, ever in my lifetime argue over my spiritual beliefs. I'm not going to argue of it. I've put my point out there. If people don't like it or don't agree with it, that's all well and good. The only argument ever comes from my side is if somebody comes over and just flat out disrespects me and tells me, you know, bleepity bleep bleep, and you're, because you believe whatever it is you believe. Nobody gave them authority over my life. It's my life. just like it's your lie, to believe what you want to believe. But if we're truly out here to fix this world, then people out there need to put their greed and their egos and all the stupidity aside and pay attention to what we know can be proven, such as we know that you can get electricity from the wind. We know you can get electricity from the sun. We know you can get electricity from the water, from whatever, if you even want electricity. If you don't want electricity, then go get you some candles for Pete's sake. Burn some lamp oil. Or just stand around in the dark. I don't care. But if you don't believe in the system, and you don't like the system, and you don't trust the governments of the world, then stop supporting them. Stop feeding them. You see what I mean? Save the trees. You got a wooden sign with a wooden handle that says, "Save the trees." Really? Come on. Paper or plastic? One of them going to clog up the landfills and the other one's going to chop down the trees.
Well, you look, when the United States was first founded, all the trees there on the East Coast, they're gone.
But all the trees on the West Coast are overgrown to such a extent that they got grapevines growing up and choking out the tree. You know, lightning is nature's tree trimmer. Lightning goes around and it finds places where things are all dried out and blast it and burst into flames and burns down the forest, and everybody's all like, "Oh my God, this is terrible. We burned down half the forest." But you ever watch after the forest fire is out what that place looks like?
Well, you go to British Columbia, that's the only time they pick those mushrooms that are delicacies. After 2 or 3 years after a forest fire on the mountains, you got people from California, British Columbia, even here in Ontario, everywhere, they're going there to pick those mushrooms because they're a delicacy. But it's only due to the fire.
Well, you know, I say nature has things in charge. Nature's in charge of things. Nature is more powerful than man will ever be. And when man gets out of control, nature will shake us off like a bad set of fleas. So with that knowledge, we could put that knowledge back in the closet and just leave that there, because we understand that. All right, that's a neither here nor there. But while you got thousands and thousands of idiots out there running around preaching and protesting over global warming / climate change, they all got in the same doggone old raggedy bus and rode clear across town with their paper signs to protest.
But they all own a gas-powered lawnmower. They all own a big truck. They're all saying something but being hypocrites at the same time.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh, look, there's chemtrails. Meanwhile, I'm idling my truck and saying bye to my wife and my kids and on our little bicycle, being choked up by the exhaust fumes. And I'm worried about the chemtrails. But meanwhile, I'm the one choking up my kid.
Well, I had a lady one time give me a rash outside a store one time. I was sitting there smoking a cigarette, minding my own affairs. And she walked up and she said, "Well, you need to put that out. Secondhand smoke kills." All right? As she's starting up her big old gas-guzzling SUV. And I said, "I'll tell you what, lady. You shut the engine off on that deal and I'll snuff out this cigarette, because I'm going to die faster sucking on them exhaust fumes from that gas burner than you are going to from a whiff of my smoke over here. So what do you say we compromise? You shut your car off, I snuff my cigarette out, and we just stand here." Should have seen the look on her face that she was burning rubber through the parking lot.
Awesome.
That's why I call it mad science, man. It's insane. It's flat out insane. I put simple ideas out there, a lot of simple ideas out there. I'm just showing ideas to the wind, hoping that somebody will take those ideas and just run with them. We know that heat rises. We know that cool air falls. And so if you're going to build a house out there, You need to build a house according to the basic science. Put your air conditioning at the highest level so that the cool air will fall down through the room. Put your heating at the lowest level so the heat will rise up to the top of the room and heat the entire room instead of just lingering on the ceiling. And you save some carbon emissions.
Well, a properly built house would rock. We wouldn't need to do any of that.
Well, yeah, we could go on into insulation factors. We could go into to everything on this. The key is, Justin, the entire key of all this stuff is if you're going to sit around complaining, then, and you know that the planet is supposedly doomed because of man-made CO2, then why not start like yesterday and start building houses that are so incredibly energy efficient that people would literally call it free energy because it don't cost nothing to run it. You know what I mean?
Well, people don't know because they go to work mindlessly for 40 hours a week, get home, watch Jersey Shore or some other show, they slough their kids off, and they go to bed and they do it all over again. And then they look forward to the weekend to go golfing, shoot a ball mindlessly around.
And then those
same
people,
they get their 2 weeks of vacation, which they go to Cuba and they drink beside a pool, catch a tan, and that's it.
And then those same people are standing in the liberal protest line out there saying, gotta save the planet, gotta save the trees.
Those are the people that keep trying to take the food off of my plate and never help put food on my plate.
Is there a way that we could, like, give every liberal on this planet a free ticket to another planet where they could run their system the way they want? And we could just, like, separate all of humanity. All of us Christians will go over here, and all the Buddhists will go over there, and all the other ones. There's so many stars out there.
It's already like that. We have borders and boundaries.
No, I'm talking about a whole different rock. See, I want to live on a planet in peace and harmony where people will just get along and they get things done. So there's going to have to be like multiple planets out there where different denominations of Christians alone are going to have to be on, and different denominations of Muslims are going to have to be on. Everybody gets with their own group. Everybody gets in the rocket. They pick a star out. They go to that star. They build their perfect world, and they stay away from each other and stop arguing and fussing and fighting and acting ignorant. Because here on this rock, they can't seem to shut up long enough to get along. It's always got to be, I got to jihad you or something like that. I got to cuss you out. I got to tell you how stupid you are. And then I got to complain about global warming and the trees dying off while I'm sitting here holding a sign or wearing a plastic bag on my head to keep the acid rain out of my hair. You see what I'm telling? It's like everybody, when they were born, first the doctor smacked them on the butt and then put a stupid pill in their mouth and sent them out into the world of indoctrination. Ugh! And the guys and gals that wake up and they say, well, wait a second, I don't agree with all this crud. And they try to do something about it. Then the same knuckleheads out there who were indoctrinated, I can't remember who's talked about it. It might have been in the movie The Matrix. They were talking about there are people who would literally kill to protect the system as it stands. You know, they're so addicted to the drug that is the system, you know. They ain't going to get their food stamps if they have to go out there and garden for themselves. You see what I mean? What do you think?
I don't worry about anybody else but myself. See, I went through a thing at 4 years old with doctors. They operated on me, on my chest, and they did what they thought was right. They played God. I look at other boys that I know that have the same thing, the same problem, that were never operated on, and they're perfectly fine. Everybody's always worried about somebody else, somebody else's problem. People need to let go of that.
Here's the key, brother. The key to the whole entire thing.
Doc,
I love the plan.
ER doctors, I put Band-Aids on myself. My judgment, no man should put another hands on another child to try to fix them, because that man is not God.
I love the people of this planet. I love the planet. I think it's beautiful. All right? But all the stupidity that all the other people of this world has pretty much encroached on the future of all of humanity and encroached on the future of my grandchildren. And so in hopes to try to send a ripple of common sense out there that would literally try to send the world in a different direction other than over the hill straight down into the abyss that is the giant toilet of life, I speak common sense. I speak common sense. Electricity is free. But right now, you'd rather pay for it. It's easier just to go over and flip the light switch on than to know how to make the light switch come on by yourself. Is Fukushima really poisoning the water? Are there tons of volcanoes exploding all over the planet? Are there earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence? Or is somebody inside this matrix trying to keep us all continuously pitted against one another, be it race, religion, and politics, doomsday? What is the truth? The real, honest to God, uncensored truth. What is the truth? Now, I don't mean the truth. I don't mean the truth according to Justin. I don't mean the truth according to Shaziz. I don't mean the truth according to one individual. I mean the ultimate overall truth. That's what we're seeking. We're going to take a quick music break and come back with some madness for the mad science. If you're going to be part of the problem, then you're never going to be part of the solution. Simple as that. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Hello, everybody. We're back. You're listening to Mad Science. We got Justin on here and crazy old wild-haired Shaziz guy. Stephen Gibbons typed into the chat room down there. He said, I can't understand that we all aren't interested in the same things. We all have different passions, likes, interests. This is a good thing because there are enough people on the planet to cover all subjects, but the lies and the propaganda only to make the truth a weapon to be used against us. Couldn't have said it any better, my friend. I mean, that's all. I got an echo in the back of your deal, man. Yeah. Uh-oh, I think I lost my phone call there. Dad, burn it. Anyway, there we got him back. Hello.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just reset it.
I think your microphone is too close to your speaker.
How's that?
Testing 1, 2. That's better.
Okay.
Alright, well, anyway, what I was about to say there is that I couldn't have said it better, Stephen, because, you know, everybody out there has so many talents and skill sets and ideas and dreams and aspirations and hopes, and everybody out there just wants to live in peace. They want to build the perfect life and have their own little taste of utopia or their own little Garden of Eden or whatever. In this society that we fall ourselves at mercy to right now, there's government agencies out there that like to spy on us and regulations that tell us what we can and can't do and so on and so forth. And I'm not an anarchist because I'm not into everybody running around just running amok. As long as nobody's hurting each other, then I think everything's fine, as long as it's not taking doing things that just are totally morally wrong or whatever, you know. That's just, who's to say? I don't know. All I can say is this. The people of this planet right now are basically being pitted against one another. They're all talking about we got to save the planet. They're all talking about some sort of doomsday. There's all kinds of wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines. There's all kinds of stuff going on about, you know, this disease or that disease in this planet. And when is it going to be that the time for the people to literally stop buying into the lies and propaganda perpetuated to? You know, the movie The Zeitgeist, it really ticked me off, man. I mean, it's just, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. I don't suggest you, I don't know, watch it or don't, whatever. But either way, it ticked me off. Because it didn't add a solution to the problem. Alright? I don't care if you don't believe in religion. I don't care if you don't believe in God. That's your choice. It's your own personal spiritual journey. Just leave me alone and let me to my own beliefs. Who's anybody out there to convince anybody who's right and who's wrong? But if you're coming to the table and you're going to say that there is no hope, we can't fix this, nobody can do it, it's too big, it's too much of a mess, then we're just going to sit there and wait till the mess finally piles up to the point where it just kills off all of humanity. But if there's ever going to be a possibility, a light at the end of the tunnel, where we don't kill everything off and we do save the planet, or we do make the world a better place for all, it's going to take all of us to lay down our petty differences, to lay down our weapons of war, and just to start working towards common sense and things we already know are in this world. We know about basic science. We don't got to argue over all the ifs, ands, or whys and all the reasons why this can't be done. What we need to do is take what we already know and literally build a better world. There are steam vents that are naturally occurring all over this planet that you could put a power supply system right there, and you could utilize that power supply system as long as that steam vent is going. There's natural gas deposits all over the place that you don't have to spread fracking material into there and crack open the ground and cause earthquakes. There's that naturally occurring gas leaks in the planet. The planet is continuously venting and recycling itself. There are volcanoes that are active 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year that could potentially put out so much thermal energy that it's just mind-boggling. There are, believe it or not, places on this planet to where the lightning goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year without fail. There's lightning. There's static energy potential all day long, every day. There's wind blowing somewhere. There are ocean waves and tides coming in and out continuously, motion that could be tapped into to literally give you all the energy you could ever use in a lifetime and then some. There are so many different methods by which to tap into the energy that is the Earth itself without ever affecting the Earth, without ever even polluting the planet. You're boiling water with a highly refined radioactive material, and then you're boo-hooing and complaining when some idiot builds a radioactive reactor on a fault line that could potentially go at any moment. And you're boo-hooing about, we got to save the planet. Fukushima's rolling off into the water. Well, what'd you expect? Seriously, what did you expect? You allowed idiots of this world to charge you electricity that they're producing using highly radioactive, refined rods that they put in to boil water. You could have done that safely with all the coal that you could get your hands off, all the natural gas, all the wind power, all the other. There are so many different other methods by which you could do this. And it's all simple. But no, you got to trust the corporations. You got to trust the government. You got to do what, you know, you pay your bill. Hey, know your place and shut your face. That's what they told you. And you did it. If you're worried about radioactive waste, then stop using it. Literally. Shut the power off. Take yourself off the power grid. Start using everything that you've learned to literally change your life, even if it means that you got to run your refrigerator off of 12 volts as opposed to AC 220 or 110, then do it. Just do it. There's communities out there that use ice to keep their food cool. There are old technologies such as root cellars that they've been using forever and a day. They still work. They still kept the food going. There are ways to dehydrate food, to rehydrate it later. There are tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of different methods out there, means by which you can actually produce enough electricity to produce light, to keep enough cool going on. There's evaporative cooling. There are steam power that you could use, Fresnel engines, and take the sunlight. You could take that turbine that I put the picture up there in the chat room. I don't know if I still got the link. Let me check and see if it's still on the pallet there. I'll pop it right back in the chat room, all right? It's a stupid little vent that goes up on top of your deal. Heat rises through one end, it'll make it spin, wind through the other. You could take put 10 or 15 of these on your roof. Not only are you going to cool your house down, but you're going to produce electricity at the same time. So the answers, the solution are there. I believe 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have proven to the world that free energy, electricity is free. And all you got to do is do it. It's that simple.
How come we're the only species in the entire world that needs electricity to survive?
Well, because I kind of like my toaster, and I kind of like my coffee pot, you know? I don't need it. I mean, I could heat my coffee other ways. There's other methods, but I kind of like the luxury of what electricity has to offer.
Luxury.
Yeah. So if you want to keep that luxury, then you need to know how to produce the effect that is the cause that creates the energy flow that we call electricity. It's that simple. You know? But the governments of the world, and I know I keep on pounding on this deal, the governments of the world, they don't care, man. It's blatantly obvious, their track record. They just do not care. If they did, all this would be solved. You could put a power plant in Texas that would run electricity over to people in the other state. It'd be like sharing, you know. If you got too much wind in your neighborhood, then you use that wind power to send energy over to the other one. If you got a lot of lightning in your neighborhood, then you use that energy to send it over there. We're sending energy back and forth to each other. We all have the free luxury of energy, electricity, energy independence throughout the world. Majority of all the wars out there are easily fought over resources. That's it. The rest of them are fought over because somebody don't want me to believe what I believe. They have to force their belief down my throat.
We've already built all these machines and stuff. All of these dams and everything else, these oil wells, they all belong to us, not the governments. They belong to us.
Yeah.
We sit there idly by and get our bill, which is a remittance, and we choose to give them the money.
Yep, and then in the process of all that, we want our freedom, but we're too afraid to take it. We're too afraid to say to the electric man, I'm not going to pay you anymore. So shut the power off. Come and get your equipment. I got what I need. But I can guarantee you this, without a doubt, when and if the power grid ever does go down, I'm going to have lights on at my house. I'm going to have a refrigerator going at my house and probably a freezer. And I'm going to have all the luxuries that I had before. It's not going to affect me when the power goes off completely. If I need to burn wood to keep warm, then I'll burn wood to keep warm. If I need to use solar panels to charge batteries, then I'll use solar panels to charge batteries. If I can't buy batteries, I'll make batteries. It's that simple. So when the apocalypse happens, come over to Shaziz's house. It'll be the one with the lights on. And I've been trying to show everybody forever and a day on my YouTube channel all these different ideas. I keep getting mocked and ridiculed and cussed out because how stupid I am. You know? I'm talking in the simple. I'm talking about a wind turbine. I'm talking about a windmill. I'm talking about static electricity. I'm talking about all the different hydroelectrics, all the different thermoelectrics. I'm taking all these YouTube channels that I find out there. I'm promoting them out there to everybody and his brother, trying to show everybody. You know? And for that, somebody going to cuss me out? What have they done? I jump over there on their YouTube channel. They ain't even got a video up there. They're not even trying to show anybody how to bake bread, for Pete's sake. Or at least, if you're going to troll out there, then get you a doggone YouTube channel and start a how-to. How to troll. You know? Do some construction.
I'm sure there's lots of those. I'm sure there's an app for it, too.
Probably.
There's a nap for everything.
If you're going to do it, let's at least be good at it. How to troll. Oh, it just makes me tired, Justin.
I'm going to look up app for how to troll. See, there's...
I wouldn't doubt it. You can Google just about anything under the sun. You can find it.
Yep, there's an app. Troll on App Store.
Man.
Troll me. Troll Face Pro Android. Photo Booth. Troll Face. Oh my god.
if people are, well, some folks just don't want to they must enjoy chaos to the extent they just love going out starting a ruckus. They like going out starting a fight, and you know, it's exciting, you know, hey. But at the end of the day, looking back in retrospect to where you walked the path of your life, did you leave a trail of disaster? Or did you leave a trail of love and peace and hope and something positive for the world? You know what I mean? Or did he even care? I don't like the global warming people.
Is it a global warming or is it a natural mechanical global shift? We, through our history that we read through the books, that these shifts occur, they've just maybe probably put it in our head that it's global warming and it's due to our own cause. But the Mayans and other religious texts and even the Emerald Tablets talk about these global events, these shifts. If you look at Earth, it is. It's electrical, it's hydrodynamic, it's mechanical. Then we see evidence of these shifts that have taken place before. So is it really global warming, or is it just a natural mechanical time thing that happens?
Well, you know where I stand on it. It's nature doing what nature does, man. It's as simple as that. And so let us move past the nature doing what nature does, and let us just start solving the rest of the problems out there.
But then who would have control? See, that's what it is. The money isn't money. It's to keep us blinded in a lost dream. Everybody's dream that would be just an alpha would be to win the lottery.
I don't
want. So they can sit beside the pool.
I don't want to win the lottery. I don't even want to be rich. You know, here's the whole doggone thing about it is, I figured out in my life what is the most important of life. I figured out the simplicity. I'm doing all right. I can get along just with what I got going on right here. But outside of my gates, I see this army amassing. All right, and this army is heading my way. All right, and they're coming here to conform me. They're coming here to indoctrinate me. They're coming here to tell me what it is that I have to believe or not believe. You see what I'm saying? Doggone it! Did we lose the call again? I still okay. There you go. Look here. Here's what I'm trying to say is look. I look out into the world because I made the mistake of looking into the matrix, such as watching the news, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, and they're telling me how terrible the world is outside my gate. All right? Then I get on the internet, and I got all these individuals out there telling me about all the doomsday scenarios. So then I get this wild idea in my mind. I said, okay, look here. I said, I'm going to create a YouTube channel. And I'm going to show everybody how to get alternative green energy, the same thing they keep complaining about. I'm going to show them how easy it is to do it. In the process of it, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. I'm going to help educate the individuals out there to think outside the box for themselves, above and beyond what they've been indoctrinated to believe in. And in the process of doing so, people decided, well, I don't like what he's saying. And suddenly, bam, you know, I'm getting trolled out the eyeball. You wouldn't believe some of the filthy things that people said to me, man. I mean, just nasty things. I delete a lot of comments off of my YouTube channel that hopefully nobody ever had to see. But I know that world outside is slowly closing in on this little 12-acre plot that I'm sitting here saying on my own little piece of heaven, you know. And it's starting to encroach in. And I know that the future of my children are going to be, you know, you got to have this microchip to in your deal so you can be tracked by the government so we can keep all your finances and your medical records together and all that. What part of freedom did the supposed representation of this world not get? you know, you hold your hand up, you say, I swear to uphold and protect the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, blah, 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 and then you get into Congress and the Senate, and you either sell out, you get threatened out, or...
You become a religion when you become a government. You swear on the Bible. You're swearing on religion.
This isn't even got nothing to do with religion.
No, I know, but when you do uphold that Constitution and everything, you are swearing on a religion.
Well, it still hasn't got nothing to do with religion. It hasn't got nothing to do with anything more than control and pitting one against the other. It's as simple as that. And we got all the answers to fix every dang problem on this planet if we could just get past the stupidity. And I'm even talking about the guy out there that's anti-religion, anti-Republican, anti-Democrat, anti-freaking save the planet or save the planet. All these individuals out there need to get past their one-sided view and this and that and just stop the ignorance long enough to get something accomplished. I don't believe in global warming, but there's people out there who would say that I need to go to jail for being a denier of global warming. Alright? Well, in the process, what have they solved? Ain't solved nothing. All they did was show me what I don't believe in, and then they turn around and want to tax me on the same thing that I don't believe in. They ain't solved nothing. It's still going to be climate change because the earth is shaking up. We have earthquakes. Climate change. We have wind blowing, climate change. If you open your door and step outside and fart, there's climate change. Come on. You ain't gonna stop the climate change. Climate change is climate change. The earth has been climate changing since the day it was born. But you ain't gonna tax me on it either. As long as you're trying to steal from people, I'm gonna shout it out. Hey, Thomas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if maybe we shouldn't have a third show called Knights of the Rant Table.
Yeah, we need that too. Well, if it makes you happy, this show here is going to be over in probably about 5, 6, 7 minutes, but I'm going into overdrive. We're going to do another Mad Science if you want to hang around.
Sure.
So another 2 hours of me getting rowdy and you getting rowdy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't saying that, I'm excused from the ranting, so.
Well, Thomas, come on, you're a brilliant individual. How long can you literally tolerate stupid?
I don't think it's a matter of how long can you tolerate it unless you're planning on checking out early.
No, you personally, how long can you literally stand in a room where everybody is just doing something completely ignorant?
Oh, if I have a choice, then I walk out of the room pretty quickly.
See, that's what
I don't give them much chance to do that. In fact, I'm known for leaving nightclubs and parties without saying a word to anyone. No one knows what happened to me.
So what happens if you're in your own yard, right, and you can look out over the hill?
And they bring the stupidity into your yard?
Yeah, here comes an army of ignorant people, right, and they're heading straight towards your house. And they're gonna come there and they're gonna just be ignorant. They're gonna do what they're gonna do and no common sense whatsoever. It's like, you know, everybody talks about the zombie apocalypse. It's going on right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make me crazy? Is that rude for me to say that?
It's a different subject matter, but it's the same lesson.
Yeah. It's happening, man. We have a zombie apocalypse happening right now. Everybody's look. If you don't want
to, I don't actually. To tell you the truth, I think it needs to be corrected. We don't really have a zombie apocalypse. We have a puppet apocalypse. Well, it's just like something out of a nightmarish horror movie called Puppet Master, you know.
And if people
are you're seeing these people having their strings pulled constantly by oversaturation of whatever viewpoint they want you to see, and people then automatically assume that the opposite doesn't exist at all, and all you have to have is a one instance of something happening. You have one cop that holds somebody down and maliciously beats them and then shoots them and kills them,
and all of a sudden every single cop in the nation is now a murderer because the media only shows that one instant.
Well, and there you go, man. The people out there who are the puppets of the world are literally hanging themselves with their own strings that the elite...
to it. You know?
Yeah.
So, you'll never see those. You just... because they want you angry at cops, and therefore they've created a division where cops are then angry at the populace, they just show that one instance. You know, same thing with, you know, white-on-black crime. You're only going to see what they want you to see, which means if they want you angry and fighting, they're going to show white-on-black crime or black-on-white crime. They're not going to show any of those instances where you see people who don't even care about what color anybody's skin is. They're just having a barbecue and everybody's hanging out and having fun. You know?
Yep.
They're not going to show any of those families that have, you know, mixed marriage going on within the family and everybody is totally cool with it. They don't want you to see that. They don't want people to see the people who see past anything exterior-wise or emotional-wise that makes them different, to see the core of the other person and just accepts them. And I think probably one of the best lessons that maybe, whether it's true or not, that might help resolve some of this would be to push the egg. You ever heard of the egg? It's a story about this guy who just died in a car crash. He meets up with God. He meets up with God, and basically God says, you know, you ready for your next life? When he finds out that he's basically going to be a girl back in the 4th century, he's like, wait a minute, you know, that's, you know, before my time. Like, that time doesn't really exist for us the way, you know, you perceive it. It's like, okay, so what happens whenever you know, somebody bumps into themselves, and has that ever happened? It's like, yeah, it happens all the time. It's because you are every single person that has ever existed. And until you have experienced every single life of every single person in this universe, you don't get to exit and become one of us.
Holy smokes, man.
It's like, oh my God, I was Hitler? You were also the millions of Jews that he murdered.
I hope that I'm like at the end of this roller coaster, man, because it's like crazy. I want to get off. I want to build me a rocket to head up on out of here. Anyway, you all been listening to the Mad Science Show. If you like what you heard, stay tuned, because we're getting to go into overdrive. So with that said, I'm going to play us up out of here with some madness and reset everything, and then we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Peace and love, everybody.
I'll drop a link in the super chat.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.